It's good to hear you, Dominique. I miss you, girl. I'm back.
I filling miss you, for Skip. Time. How you doing, Skip? Sibby, Sib, and Jay, what's going
what
on
up,
this
niche, baby?
Fresh from the family reunion with her
fresh
family.
From the family reunion. Oh, my God. I had a ball at the family reunion. The family reunion was off the chain, and now it's time for the cruise. Oh, my God. The cruise going to be all these island parties. I said, see, I got to work out hard. I can wear my thong bikini, Sib. You know, I'm getting it pumped. Yeah, you know I did a Know Your Health, Know Your Body seminar, so you know I'm on it hard. I got to eat Ronice Weaver. She was on the panel. I got to eat her dishes. Got to get with Billy Blanks Jr., Sharon Catherine Blanks. I got to get this thing tight. All these right. On the, and right, Sib, it's going to see if you're going to be like, I'm trying to tell you something, J Thong Bikini. Now, I didn't specify this thing. Now, you pray for me in case it don't work out, but
okay.
Pray for me.
Okay.
It's going to work out. Ronnie's got them. Yeah, see if you know Ronnie's. We've got them healthy dishes. Mm-hmm. Got the Billy Blanks Jr. They got it crunks. I'm about to get down with the get down.
Yeah.
So and then you see how good the first lady looked last night?
Oh, did she ever?
Yeah, she looked good. She knocked that thing out the park. They crushed the RNC. See, I don't never look at the RNC, though, because when I look at them, I get too Nat Turner with mine. So I can't. It's something fill up in me that ain't right, and I ain't about to break my own TV. So I let Roland feed me all my information. I just look at Twitter, and I see the whole thing. Oh, they killed it. They knocked it out the park, though, when they let a dead man tear Mitt Romney's ass up off the
Ted
top.
Kennedy. They brought Ted back and ripped him a new one.
I said, a dead man tell you told him, showed that he ain't known nothing since 94. That he is not your man. They were out of sight. They knocked it out the park. I can't wait till tonight.
Man, I was really impressed. I was the first lady, she just looked incredible, and she spoke incredible, didn't she?
Oh, they knocked it out the park. Even James Carville, he don't even look like he should be on CNN. Mm. It was a great night, just say it. Just admit it was a great night. Just say it.
James Carville looked like a boiled cat.
I'm talking about, he looked like he smoked Pall Malls and eat crawfish all day long.
That's pretty much his diet.
No facial hair. None.
No facial hair. He looked like a bull cat.
So, Dominique, what I get from you going on your rant there at the beginning, you want to be able to get into one of those First Lady Michelle Obama type dresses?
Yes. It take a lot of work, but I'm trying to get there by the cruise.
You can do it.
I'm going to keep going, Sib. You should come with me, too, Sib. It's hard.
You start that journey. Go ahead.
Sib, but you always need help. You need your friends and all that kind of stuff, Sib.
I know.
You need a buddy. Okay, all right. So that's going to be two of us in the thong bikini, Sib?
It's going to be one and one.
I'm going to go thong bikini with you.
Okay,
and he's not even going to go on a workout plan.
Oh, Lord. He's going to mess up people's sight with that. They going to be scarred forever, Sib. That ain't going to never work. Oh, the cruise going to be off the chain. I can't wait. Woo! And the All-State fan, Tom, joined the family reunion, was off the chain. Woo, just had a ball down there.
Man, that was good time. Yeah. Sorry you missed it, Skip.
Yeah,
Skip, you got to come next time because it was the bomb.
Please put in a word for me to Tom.
I will do. Sure. You know we will. Sure.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on down
can only
and
hear shut the hell up so many times.
Before we just stop.
I like cruises. I like
cruises. Yeah. And now they talking about, I read a story about these kids, too. You know, they have these problems with these kids. The story is about, will it hinder the self-esteem of young girls to wear plus-size clothing?
Yeah.
They don't want their clothes to be labeled plus size. If you plus size, you plus size. You know, something wrong with these kids. These kids, they making these kids victim. This thing ridiculous now. I mean, you don't want the clothes to be plus size.
What size should you put on there?
I mean, I don't understand it, Jay, because it's showing the hell ain't regular. You know, is this problematic? No, what's problematic is they need to walk away from the fork. That's problematic. Walking around here, I mean, you plus size, unless you're going to raise your child in their bedroom for the rest of their life, somebody going to let their ass know you fat as hell. No, it's just the reality of it. I'm a fat kid, so I'm already knowing. But the problem is they don't let these kids don't go outside, so they don't play the dozens no more.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I went outside and I played the dozens, so when you called me fat, I talked about all them rolls of teeth, because that ain't normal either. I shut that down with the quitting. I was a fat girl, but they stayed away from my weight. What about that hole in your tennis shoe? I'm fat with this fat inside this shirt, but I see that funky ass baby toe sticking out that baby's toe, sticking out that shoe.
You get them off of you real quick, honey.
Oh, Jay, I backed them up on me with the quickness. When they looked around and somebody talked about, they always wanted me on their team, Jay. Y'all Meek on our team, that's what I know. Fat girl and all, going to the truck too many times and all that. I mean, but if they talk about Gabrielle Douglas, if she Olympic gold medalist, what you think they going to do to your Porky Pete? No, these kids too soft. They always a victim. Get off the couch and go outside and play. It shouldn't be called plus size. Well, I had to wear the lemon frog from Sears.
So bringing back some serious childhood memories.
I did just fine being a chunky monkey.
Lemon frog. Did you say lemon?
Yeah, the lemon frog. Yeah. Jay, right across from the
husky hospital. Jeans on the back of my jeans. It was not fun at all.
It wasn't fun. But the thing of it is, it's better than wearing tight-ass clothes to school. They going to tear you up. You come in there some high water skimp. They going to say, oh, we know we ain't going outside for recess. It's about the rain out here.
Oh, that's right. Hey, baby girl. Listen, I'll talk to you next time around.
I'll let you go ahead and simmer down. Love you, Dominique.
What's going on?
Skip is taking his last spin of the week in the big chair, but he's got a lot more good stuff coming up along with Sybil and Jay, so keep rolling with us. And then the Flyjack returns tomorrow with D-Wade, Dr. Ian Smith, and NeNe Leakes. And your Facebook, Twitter, and text comments are always welcome, so keep them coming while you